Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
My name is Kang Wang, first name Kang. The title of the opera is La Boheme, and the character I'm playing is called Rodolfo.
So you're playing Rodolfo in Washington National Opera's La Boheme. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center Opera House from May 13th through the 27th. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. Now, a lot of people outside of the opera world will know this title because Broadway's Rent was pretty much based on it, like a modern day telling of it set during the AIDS crisis. Are you a fan of Rent? Were you aware that it inspired it?
Yes, I am aware, but I have not seen it yet. But I'm aware.
Gotcha. Well, tell us about the role. Tell us about the role that you play, and sort of the basic storyline of La Boheme, the opera.
Yes, basically it's about a bunch of friends. They're called the Bohemians, and in Paris. And the character I'm playing is called Rodolfo, and he is a writer. He's a poet. He writes a lot, but he doesn't get employed much. And apparently, based on the original story, that he. Well, they seem to be very poor and penniless, but based on the original story, apparently he did have a millionaire uncle that gave him a lot allowances every month, but he sort of spends them all like in 3 days at the beginning of the month every month. So he lives in poverty for the rest of the 27 days, and the story starts with him meeting the neighbor Mimi. They fell in love, and then they had arguments like all couples, and then they had breakups, and eventually Mimi had when they met, Mimi already have this it's TB,
saying tuberculosis.
Yeah, tuberculosis, and she eventually at the end of the act she died of it. So it's basically a tragedy, but with great music.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, in Rent, it's AIDS, obviously, but in this, it's tuberculosis.
Yeah, yeah. In Rent, it's AIDS. Yeah.
Yeah, and this, it's tuberculosis. So it's a tragic tale. But you know, it's not, we can't always have comedies. We got to enjoy the drama mask as well, the tragedy of it. And it's beautiful in watching how the tragedy unfolds, I'm sure. Well, you mentioned the music. It's a Puccini opera. Is there a way to, I can't say, you know, with a musical, I can say what songs are we going to hear, but with the opera, it's more sung through the whole way. So I can't really, so how should I word it? Tell us about some of like the sections, the pieces, the segments of the musical score. Like, is there a way to sort of describe the music?
Yeah. In operas, it's normally called arias. So the solo parts are called arias, and there are also like duets and trio and quartet. So the most famous ones in La Boheme are the Act One arias by both Rodolfo and Mimi. So they both have their own solo section, and then they have a duet. And then another very famous one would be the quartet with Marcello, Rodolfo, Mimi, and Musetta at the end of Act Three.
Gotcha. Thank you for that. That'll be a good soundbite for me to kind of zero in on a couple of the arias, the actual music.
Yeah.
Part.
And the aria that I sing is called Che Geli da Marina. It translates to what a tiny frozen hand you have.
So that's the one you sing?
Yeah, that's the one that's the one that I sing. That's Rodolfo's Act One aria.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you mentioned Rodolfo and you mentioned Mimi. Who are some of the other characters?
So the four guys, the Bohemians, the four guys who live together are Rodolfo, the poet, and Marcello, the painter, and Schaunard, the musician, and Colline, the philosopher. So Schaunard is the one that's more like he's socialized and he, you know, he's smart and he can get everyone else fed, you know, when Rodolfo spends all his money in 3 days. So he's the one that's more like streetwise and everything.
Gotcha.
But Marcello was more like the alpha of the team, and Rodolfo was like the nerd.
I love it. Well, very cool. So we've talked about the characters and the story, and you went a deep dive into the music. So now let's, I guess the only thing we need to discuss is sort of what we see visually. You know, it's set in Paris. What time period?
In this production, it's set just after World War I. So Collina actually is a veteran returned from the war, and he carries a cane around because he has one leg that's, you know, stiff.
Gotcha. Well, that's cool that they're resetting it during, because I know it was originally written, what, back in like in 1896, I think it was composed. But I guess they brought it more into a little bit, a couple decades, a little after that in World War One. All right, cool. Well, so tell me, what do we see visually? Like, how is that time period visually brought to life, either with the, you know, the costumes of everybody, or, you know, maybe the set design that recreates, you know, the bustling cafes and that kind of thing?
Yes, the Café Momus is the scene, which is Act Two, is I think it's the most spectacular one in the whole opera. But my fiance saw also the whole rehearsal, and she said Act One was quite beautiful too, with the big window and the moonlight and everything. But I thought it's a proper set, you know, it's got depth. And there are, like, you can see actual, almost like actual buildings and people on different levels of the buildings, and the lighting is very beautiful, and the costume is pretty period correct. And in the cafe scene, Act Two, you can see some very famous, like, celebrities, like Picasso and other people, and it's quite a visual feast, I think.
That's great. Yeah, I'm sure it's a visual feast. Is there I know, like, in like the early 2000s, Baz Luhrmann did a version of La Boheme on Broadway, and I think it won Tony Awards for, like, scenic design and lighting design. Is any of that scenic design stuff brought over for this, or is this a completely different production than the Broadway sets and stuff?
I haven't seen that production, but I think because different, I mean, a less Boheme is done with a completely different concept, and you know, which sometimes it's done, like in Paris, they have Boheme in a spaceship set in the future. And in Sydney, I've done a production where it's set in, like, Berlin during World War II. So but sometimes they do a complete, you know, revamp of the concept. But otherwise, when the, like, normal La Boheme productions are pretty much similar. Like, it, you can see the same elements in different productions, if you know what I mean. Yeah, you can see similarities. You can always see some similarities in different productions, even with the blocking, you know, with how the characters move on stage. It's like there is the structure that normally doesn't get changed, unless it's a very, very different concept.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of that, why do you think the story and everything is so, you know, malleable and flexible that it can, you know, adapt to different areas, whether it's, you know, World War II Germany or 90s New York City AIDS crisis or wherever, you know, why do you think it can bounce around so much? Is it just like a universal themes of, you know, romance and bohemian lifestyles?
I think so. I think it's something, this is a story. There's a reason why La Boheme is one of the most popular opera in the world for, like, so many decades. I think because there's certain elements that in this opera that people can really relate to, and the tragedy that unfortunately happens in real life more often than we want. And we have a lot of people who pursue their dreams, but they're penniless. And we have lovers who want to be together, but couldn't because of, you know, sometimes COVID, you know, just like, you know, real life. And I think there are a lot of things that people can relate to in this opera. So and also because it's done so much in, like, especially in Europe, so people invent new ideas to make it more interesting to people, you know, to audience who has seen it maybe 100 times, 200 times. Maybe sometimes some audience want to see something different, so they kept inventing new productions that looks completely different. But because the story is so relatable to real life, it can be, you know, bouncing around to different concepts.
Absolutely. Well, we should tell everyone, obviously it's going to be sung in Italian, but it has English, you know, titles that you can follow along, subtitles, or I don't know if they're subtitles. It might be titles above the stage, but either way, it's going to be really, really cool. And before we run, we should talk about how some young artists, the K Fritz young artists, are going to take on the lead roles for certain productions. I think there's going to be one on May 14th, which will be yesterday by the time this airs. And another one folks can see on May 26th. How is that going to work? Like, who is this organization? Do you know anything about them?
Yes. We've worked together because during the rehearsal process, we've always like we would rehearse and then they would rehearse the same blocking, the same excerpts. And these are fantastic singers. Like, I mean, if the audience, if whoever that's listening to this has got time, they definitely should go see their show. These are very, very good singers, and I really love like the young tenor Kevin, who is singing my part, Rodolfo, and they're really good singers. So you should really go see them, because they didn't have as much rehearsal as we had, but they are doing a fantastic job with just, you know, the amount of rehearsals they had only. So I think everybody should go see the young artist shows and support them, because I remember being a young artist and I'd love for everybody to see all my shows, to have seen all my shows when I was a young artist. So yeah.
Absolutely. Come out and support the young artists, but and then also come see the professional company performing it as well. Well, thanks so much for joining us. I have plenty to work with here for my story. So thanks for doing this. Again, it's the Washington National Opera's La Boheme performance. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center now through May 27th. So get your tickets now. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.